Maseches Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah continues discussing the lechi, the vertical pole that was put at the entrance of the Mavi. Bakol Oisin L'chayin, with any type of material you can make a lechi pole. Afilu B'davar Sheish B'Ruach Chaim, even with a living creature, an animal can be tied to the entrance of the Mavi. He would have to be tied in a way that he wouldn't crouch or run away, and thereby we would lose the lechi. He'd have to be 10 tefachim tall and fastened to stay by the entrance of this mavi, and then it would be kosher. Rav Yasi forbids using a bal chai, a live animal, for a lechi because of the concern that the animal might die on Shabbos, and then it would fall down and no longer be 10 tefachim tall and not have the requirements for a lechi. The Mishnah continues discussing other cases where there is a disagreement if a bal chai, a living creature, could be used, or the halachas about a bal chai. And the Mishnah says, "Metame mishum goylal." A bal chai, a live animal, can become tame as a goylal, a covering of a grave. Reb Meir metaher, and Reb Meir says it's tar. A bal chai, a live animal, generally was not makabel tuma, cannot contract any tuma. Only humans could contract tuma alive, but not animals. The Tanakhama holds that over here, the tumma of the covering of a grave was applicable even on a bal chai, a animal. Reb Meir Matar, Reb Meir says that the animal is tar even from this tumma of goyla. Another disagreement about bal chai, the Kaisvan of Gita Nashim, the Tanakhama holds that we can write a get. The document of divorce can be written on a bal chai, on the animal, on a living creature. Rav Yasi Aglili says it's pasul. It's not a proper get to be written on a bal chai. Mishnah Ches discusses the basic halachas of making a reshus yachid, a private property for Shabbos. Shiyara shechanta babika. If there was a caravan that camped for Shabbos in an open plain, and they want to be able to carry inside on Shabbos, v'kifua b'klei behema, they surrounded their camp area with the klei behema, the different animal gear, saddles, blankets they used to make a fence, a makeshift fence around the area that they're camping. Metaltalin b'secha, they'll be able to carry within the camp. Ubavachi he gadar gevaya sar tvachim, as long as there's a fence around them that's 10 tvachim tall. V'layu paratzeis yiseris alabinyan, and the gaps in their wall, if there are gaps in their fence around their camp, the gaps, the total area of all the gaps, should not add up to more than the total area of the fenced area. There has to be more fenced part than gaps. And also, the gaps can't be too large themselves, each individual gap. Kol pirtza shi ke'aser amos muteris. Any gap that's up to 10 amos wide, that's muter, that's permitted. Mipnei shi ke'pesach. That's looked at as like an entrance, a doorway, up until 10 tvachim. But yasser mikan, if the gap is larger than 10 tvachim, aser, it's forbidden. That's not going to be looked at as a doorway. It's too large, larger than 10 amos. Rather, it's a breach in the wall, and then that would invalidate the walled-in area, and it would no longer be Rishus Yachid.